Oh. Gotta be moving a little bit of slow motion today. I've got found in this Maxim yesterday too. Things stars, movie stars would do to change baseball. And there's some great stuff in here. Great stuff. We'll get to that. And never got to the porno names either.
I saw a name for baseball. RJ, you might know who it is. Sin Chu U or something. The pitcher for the Indians. You ever heard of him? I can't think of the name of it, but yeah, I guess I don't follow baseball enough to know.
Who's the star pitcher for the Yankees that hurt his ankle on a trampoline?
I heard that was nasty.
Yeah.
I heard Mike and Mike talking about it.
I said he had the first report where he lost some more blood.
It punched the skin.
Yeah. But he's
held. Can I mention this? Who is still jumping on a trampoline?
Well, they were asking on Mike. They said, he's a baseball player. He's getting ready for baseball season. Does he really need to be on a trampoline? And they were like, I got no problem with it.
I mean, 95% of the things that will happen on a trampoline are not good for you.
95% of things that happen on a trampoline do happen on a trampoline.
95% of the things that happen when you go golfing with me and Roger are not good things either.
Right. Have you seen America's Funniest Videos? They're on trampolines.
Trampoline.
And you're a baseball player. Hello, alert.
You're right.
A contract. Don't get on a trampoline.
That cage doesn't help.
What?
That cage doesn't
help. The net deal?
Yeah, that's just, I don't get on them.
Y'all have to update me and inform me on Dancing with the Stars, because I saw
I watched the last half of it.
They got bad scores. And
Wagner was a little tough. Of course, Gladys Knight, she's a legend, so watching her.
Yeah, but should she get higher grades because she's a legend?
No, not at all. Not at all. What's the football player's
Donald
name?
Donald Driver did good. Yeah, I love this girl in there. Hello.
Well, he looks weird. And then whoever the English chick is, there's an English chick.
That girl looks hot to me, too. Yeah, the little I just said. And then the hunky got the screen. Everybody screamed so loud for him.
Hey, not as loud as Bruno.
Did you hear the guy?
You look just as marvelous with clothes on as you do without them. You just do it.
They have an interesting mix. The old man actually admitted to judging wrong the week before. Did you hear
that? I didn't catch it, huh?
He goes, I was wrong. He told John Driver, I judge you. Like instant replay guys have, referees have instant replay, and they still miss it. I missed it. I apologize.
Wow. Urkel is, I know he's wanting to get rid of that image, but it, come on. But Henry Winkler's going to be fine.
Martin is the one who's gone. Yeah, I felt sorry
gotta
for her.
Be.
I felt sorry for her.
I don't know how they talked her into doing it.
Jimmy Connor was there. Did you see him? Jimmy Connor.
They tried to ugly Martin up.
A couple
last
other tennis players. Chris Everett was there last week.
Yep.
And last night, I watched Faraday when that was over, and Michelle Wee was on for an hour.
Yeah.
Wow, what a strange chick.
Is really? She?
Oh, yeah. Very strange. Very strange. Well, she was a prodigy at 14.
Yeah.
Earlier than that.
Well, she did have some trouble. Was she quitting a lot or crying or something?
Yeah, they said that she was faking an injury. And Faraday had the x-rays. He goes, I got the x-rays here. I can prove it. And so they were dancing. They were dressing up like Stanford's mascot. Do you know what Stanford's mascot is?
Yes.
A tree?
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Faraday has the agility of me. He busted his ass 5 times, and one time I know he hurt himself because he fell like that, and he fell up against a wall, and the guy was getting mad at him.
The tree guy?
Yeah, the real guy.
So he goes, the real mascot.
He goes, how far have I fallen in my career? I got a tree hollering at me. I'm laying here. I'm unconscious.
Oh, my God. Hey, we had...
And we got the Bay bracket we got to get
to. We do, and Jeff and Lauren were up here yesterday talking about the exhibition. We do have tickets to give away whenever you think about that.
Okay.
Right. For some,
and we got the Ninja on.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
What's up, Ninja?
Good morning. Have you guys turned your air conditioning on yet?
Yep. Mine's been on for weeks.
No, mine is not on, but
really?
I'll hold off. Samantha will put it on, and I can hold off. Well, it's an old house, and so it's cold enough in there, and we have attic fans, so you can smell the outdoors.
Yeah, I love those attic fans.
I mean, did I hear Ned or somebody say by the end, one day it may reach almost 90?
Yep. Yeah. That's how the pollen count's going to go through the roof, too.
The what?
Tomorrow and Thursday, we're looking at 85, 86 degrees in Little Rock. Some parts of the state could get into the upper 80s. So,
Oakland is just absolutely in heaven with
everything.
This season, yeah.
Yeah. We're doing something for Terry Wallace at Garvin Gardens next week. I imagine that place is just popping, too, already.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
oh.
I bet you want to get some pollen. You walk through there, you'll get a head full of it. Because I was back yesterday. I washed my car Sunday. We went to play golf yesterday. I got home, and I just put my finger down the side of it. Golly, don't you just get one explosion of pollen? Do you really get two? And I guess it's because the normal temperature for this time of year is 68 degrees.
Yeah. That's the normal high. Amazing? You know, we do have Ninja on the line, which is a big women's basketball fan. I was thinking, what about you? We talked about Baylor. Baylor's got the he-she woman, tall dunker guy.
Yeah, Brittany Griner.
Yeah, the number one player probably in the country. Yeah. They've got the number one football player in the country, the Heisman Trophy winner. Their men's team, basketball, this Elite Eight. Not alive.
We were talking about that last night on Faraday, which school has produced the greatest single athletes, not teams or anything. Yeah, because they were throwing out at Stanford, John Elway, Tiger Woods, Michelle Wade.
That's a pretty impressive group.
And they were trying to pick
up different sports,
And if, when you think of it, Elway and Tiger Woods are hard to beat coming from the same
school.
That's
a pretty good combo. You can look at Notre Dame, but one sport. Well, you got more than one sport.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Kelly Trepuka.
That's the first thing that came to mind.
Well, you don't have football. Of the big three, baseball, football, really just go football, basketball, probably.
Maybe
which is the best
go
combo.
Baseball, too. But
hard to beat those two.
If you go football and
well, you got golf. You're the biggest guy in golf history, obviously, the Tigers. So that's sort of.
Well, shoot, Arkansas's not bad then all the way around in all four of those sports.
What?
We hadn't had an Elway or a.
Well, I'm talking. I know, but as far as
you got Tiger Woods.
Well, no, I mean John Daly. You've got John Daly. You had Nick Reynolds. I'm just looking at some of the athlete that went to.
That's nice of you to put them in the same context with Tiger and John Daly.
Sterling, call in.
You could top. Elway and Tiger Woods.
You got the greatest golfer in this generation.
But if you bring in basketball.
Danny from Sherwood, call in.
I can't handle him today. I can't even think of I can't think of one that comes to mind.
Well, McReynolds, Daly, Basil.
Please.
Does it make it any different now if I go Basil?
I couldn't even go Alabama.
I would think USC. I would think of all the great players.
Sure.
All
right, you got football.
You got football covered there, but I can't think of any other sport.
They probably got somebody played baseball out there.
Probably so.
Anybody want to help us out on that? But they threw out
Alabama, I think of football. Nothing else.
But what do you think of?
Well, you think of Joe Namath.
Yeah, but do you put him ahead of Elway?
I think he's in the same context. But I don't think it drops off. You can't go basketball or anybody else at Alabama.
You pick any of the sports.
Bo Jackson.
All right, what else you got?
Okay, he could do baseball and football. Yeah. And
well,
that's
now, you know what? Well, yeah, Charles
Barkley. Did
you see
him on Sports Nation last week?
I saw it without the TV volume on.
Did he not used to have a stuttering problem?
Yes.
He doesn't anymore.
Yeah, he's beat that. A little heavy.
He's a little heavy.
He's
50 years old. But I thought he was pretty good. So, any other school that can produce a better twosome than Elway and Woods. And I think
two different sports.
I think somebody will probably be able to come up with something.
I'm sure there's somebody we're missing.
I think Jim
Jordan. Jordan. That's just only they don't have any football players in North Carolina.
I think Jim Cantore went to Indiana.
Hey, so David, so if somebody says Alabama, the first thing you think of is football?
Oh, yeah, without question.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, what?
Good gymnastics.
Did you hear Saban's new contract?
Oh my Lord!
Golly!
Look at the.
Hey, can you think of why the guy would leave Kansas State to go to South Carolina?
Yep.
Golly!
Administration.
Well, because you know you're gonna have a league in 5 years. He doesn't know what the heck's gonna happen over there.
Yeah, it is.
Did LT not go to North Carolina?
Yeah. That's a great point. That's a good one. Taylor,
LT, and Michael Jordan.
Those are two pretty good ones. Yeah, nobody talks about Lawrence Taylor anymore. So that's a good one.
He's got the drug problem.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, 41 Coors Lights. That's right. Go ahead, Ninja. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to ask. That's interesting. I never thought of that. You know, if you can ask some callers one day, Tommy, if you're having a slow show, you know, name a state, and what's the first thing you think of? Because
That's a good question.
Bart Starr. Well, you think of Bear Bryant really more the coach more you do. They had so many great players.
Well, Alabama, the first thing
if somebody said Arkansas to you, what would be the first thing you think of?
Walmart.
I just don't think we have that
player.
One star. I don't think we have that
one. Well, I'm not even talking about football or anything. I'm just talking about in general.
Well, that would be Clinton. Clinton or Walmart. Yeah, I think those would be the two. But yeah,
what about Idaho, David?
Yeah, you don't think of a person.
I'd go potatoes, with, right? Most people probably would say potatoes.
Only because I think he's from there, and I like his nickname, Stink Schlereth.
Yeah, they call him now Stink. For people just tuning in, they're probably thinking, what?
Yeah,
he does
a segment at the end of the show. It's called The Stinking Truth.
That's good.
Play that a lot.
All right, what you got for us, Ninja? Roll it.
All right, Tommy, there are some high clouds that are drifting across, and we will see.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe.
Oh. I'm sticking to my guns. I'm going Tiger and Elway, but we have come up with some good ones during the break here. Best 1-2 combo of athletes at any university. And Basil just hit a home run with...
You mentioned Will Chamberlain and Gail Sayers. That's a pretty good. That's two pretty good.
Texas
ones.
Has Earl Campbell and Roger Clemens.
That's a good one.
Auburn has Barkley and Bo Jackson. Who was the guy from Stanford?
Jim Lomberg.
Jim Lomberg won a Cy Young.
Paul Shimura put that in there.
That's right, Paulie, baby. He did win a Cy Young. He would be your. And they got Michelle Wee too. So that's another Queen of Diamonds you could throw out there. There's got to be other ones. Arizona or Arizona State keeps
playing. A lot of baseball players, yeah. But I don't think of any of the football players. So, Tillman, that's the only one I can think of.
Oklahoma.
Now, yeah, I would, they don't have a great basketball player. Did Tisdale, is that
it? Golfer. And you can't really name where the golfers went to school. I can't, anyhow. Well, and Tiger had is peerless.
We mentioned Jack Nicklaus was Ohio State.
School?
Huh?
Where'd Mickelson
That's
go
what we were
school?
Just talking about. I think it was Arizona State, I think.
Well, they might be sturdy, but you're not going to beat Tiger and Elway. However, and I am so ashamed of you. Once again, let me point out that Roger has a good little golf game, and he's left me in the dust, and I want to point that out and make that perfectly clear. I'm going to hit three more buckets of balls, and I'm not going to play anymore if they don't get any better. My arms can't take it. But...
Yep.
You have dropped the ball, my friend.
Oh, are you talking about Navy?
Yes, I am.
Yes, sir.
Roger Staubach and David Robinson.
That's right. And Roger played every sport, as a matter of fact.
You know what, though? Staubach is so big. David Robinson was a great player. Do you put him in the – I don't know if he reaches – he doesn't reach quite the same level.
No.
As who?
Elway.
He's the John Elway.
As Staubach is. Staubach is the football. I don't think what Robinson is to basketball.
Staubach's numbers are generic and good for the time, but you said the other day he could go 12 for 20 and 150 yards. Yeah. It was a great game. It was a different era.
Yeah, absolutely it was.
But the Chamberlain thing at Kansas, that's pretty stout, 100 and Gale
Both Sayers. Those two guys are two of the great players.
John Hadle went to Kansas, too. And if you're going to throw Arkansas out there, you got to throw Allworth out there.
That's what
I was thinking about Allworth, but
what?
Okay,
another football player with more notoriety.
Well, he's played in both leagues and all that kind of stuff. Absolutely,
he was the first Arkansan ever in the Hall of Fame.
I didn't want to mention Allworth with Buddy over here.
Oh, you don't want to piss Baz off? What's up, Scott?
Buddy.
Yeah, I was going to say that Wake Forest produced Tim Duncan. And the King, Arnold Palmer.
Wake Forest, wait a minute.
That and didn't see it on there.
Let me see. Wake Forest, was that also Brian Piccolo?
Yeah.
Boom!
So all the problem went away. Who was the Duncan? Duncan had a good
Tim
career.
Tim Duncan?
Yeah, he had a good career. That's a good one.
That's a very good topic. Very good topic. Especially when the Bay Bracket is still going on.
Yeah, well, we'll make a new bracket, and we need to get at the top of the hour. We'll unveil today's matchups, and we'll go full tilt boogie on that. But for the time being, this is pretty fun to kick around.
Oh yeah, this
and
is
if
good.
Arnold Palmer did indeed go to Wake Forest
again, I keep looking for that. I don't see it in here.
We're sending his biography.
Yeah, I think I heard that. I think you're correct, but I just don't see anywhere where it mentions that he attended Wake Forest.
And as much as I love Arnold Palmer, my favorite golfer of all time, is he really a Tiger Woods?
And thank you to Saline County Lee.
He's probably done four more for the business.
Who mentions Kevin McReynolds?
No, Wake Forest is right.
Okay. Dan Hampton.
Would you stop?
And Sidney Moncrief.
Would you stop with
there's
that?
Just some homerisms here. That's okay.
All right, Mattingly.
And April opening day is April 5th. Thank you, Arum.
Which is
Little Rock Baseball.
I thought RJ said it was
I mislooked at it. It's next Thursday.
I mislooked at it.
All right, what about Michigan State? They got Magic and...
Stop there, right?
Bubba Smith.
You would think
they Oh, they got Bubba Smith?
Yeah.
Well, that's not a bad one.
Well, what about anybody out of Tennessee?
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, Peyton Manning.
Or Reggie White. I was thinking Reggie White.
Yeah, you get both football.
Yeah. Anybody in
sport or basketball, no.
Well, I guess we got to go
Allen Houston.
What about LSU?
No, I thought about that Shaq, and I can't think of anybody. You know, it's funny we can't think of anybody from football.
I was thinking Maravich. I wasn't even thinking Shaq.
Wow. Yeah, okay, or that one.
Yeah, those are both basketball.
But, you know, football, you really, there's not a, just a superstar.
Y.A. Tittle.
Yeah.
I guess that's what you got. Tom, somebody will straighten us out. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, somebody said Stallback and Robinson, but and I got thinking about a few other schools. You know, I don't know if a basketball player, but Jim Brown at Syracuse, and you could probably think of a great player come from there, and then UCLA basketball. Got Bill Walton and Lou Alcindor or Kareem Jabbar.
Yeah.
And then where did Nolan Ryan, did he go to Texas in college or did he do?
I think he went to Texas. I don't know.
Y'all have a great day.
Back to the UCLA deal. UCLA has, can you name one football player of
Terry Bevan, the guy who won the high school.
<right. laughs> Yeah. Well, the thing that people are going baseball, football, but there's more. I mean, you're talking about when you can get all four with somebody that's notable. You know, like
listen, we're struggling with two. What are you talking about?
Well, that's what you were doing, though, with the football and baseball.
All of a
sudden,
Baylor's jumped into the conversation overnight with RG3 and
the girl
player.
Yeah, well, you mentioned
Mike Singletary.
Yeah, yeah, one of the great players.
Steven.
Yeah, guys, what about Michigan? Because that's where Tom Brady's from. Then you had all the Fab Five basketball players. There's got to be some other people there.
You would think so, but there's not any of the Fab Five level that jumped to the Elway.
The Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer. I think that's where you start. You start with Hall of Fame players and go backwards from there in any sport.
Yeah. Well, who did you say Alabama?
I said Namath or Starr for football, right?
Well, I got your baseball.
Who?
How about Hammering Hank Aaron?
He went to Alabama.
What? Show no.
Roger?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm
Roger.
Well, what I did was I got some email on baseball with Bert Sugar and all that, and I started looking up some of the things that were in the book. Home run leaders by state.
He's from Alabama. He's from Mobile, Alabama. I don't know if he played for Alabama.
Well, okay, all right, he's from Alabama then.
Roger.
Well, I don't know. I'm throwing it out there to see.
I thought you'd be a little tired today.
Nolan Ryan went to Alvin Community College.
Alvin Community College.
That's what it
is. Yeah, I don't
think. See if they've had a great basketball player there, too.
Yeah. Aaron did not go to Alabama. Wrong.
Well, he should have.
There'll probably be some bizarre off-the-wall university that produced, you got Jack Nicklaus at Ohio State with Archie Griffith. Is he the best Ohio State's got?
I think so. Is anybody else?
You got to think big-time football programs.
Two Heisman trophies.
You think there would have been a bunch of them back then.
We'll come up with at least one more, and then we got to do the Bay Bracket. We got to get this thing going to get it done by Monday.
Right now, you probably know that Rideout Lumber Company.